Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢神的带领，让全国青年神训班能够在喜乐坡这边来举行。
And thanks to the guidance of God, we can hold NYTS here in Hillsboro Church.
过去的六天，学员们都享受了主内喜乐坡教会的爱心的接待。
And over the past several days, we have all enjoyed the love of all the brothers and sisters.
也很认真的学习。
And we have also studied very diligently.
这次神训班其中一个课程就是传道书。
And one of our classes is the book of Ecclesiastes.
今天呢，我们就要把传道书来做结束了。
And now we're going to make an overall conclusion to Ecclesiastes.
吃饭的时候问一些学员。
And during lunchtime, I asked some of the students.
传道书学到什么？听不听得懂啊？
What did you learn from the class? Did you understand it?
传道我懂。
I understand.
我说讲来听听。
Okay, so tell me something you learned.
凡事都是虚空嘛。
Everything's vanity.
我说还有呢。
And?
哎呀，都是虚空了。
Well, everything's vanity.
哎呀，我说不是这样啊。
I said it's not just that.
你看传道书啊，越看到后来啊，其实他讲虚空就讲的越少。
And if you keep reading Ecclesiastes, you realize that they talk less and less about vanity.
其实啊，越后面越讲怎么样可以不虚空。
And towards the end of the book, it talks more about how we can escape this vanity.
今天晚上的题目就是告别虚空，进入丰盛。
So today's topic is to leave vanity and enter into abundance.
我们十二月三十一号晚上，很多年轻人都会倒数 ，December 31st 啊，都会 count down 嘛。
On the last day of the year, December 31st, many people will do a countdown.
你告别旧的一年，你要进入新的一年。
Saying goodbye to the old year and entering into the new.
你坐飞机也是一样。
And it's the same when you take a plane.
你要去那个离境大堂 departure， 然后到的时候你是 arrival， 你要进入一个到达。
You exit through, or you get on a plane through the departure, and then you reach your destination and the arrival.
所以你没有离开了，就不会进入。
So if you do not leave, then you cannot enter.
所以我们先了解，然后离开，然后进入主耶稣给我们预备的丰盛。
So we have to first understand how we can depart so that we can enter into the abundance.
今天晚上我们就来把十一章跟十二章呢来做一个学习。
And so tonight we're going to study
十章到十二章。
Tonight we're going to study chapters 10 through 12 of Ecclesiastes.
那么很快的把一些重点讲一讲，来最后做一个总结。
And we will make some main points and then make a conclusion.
我们看传道书的第十章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十章的第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
使苍蝇使座香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。
Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off an foul odor.
这里做一个比喻。
And this is making a comparison.
他说一只死的苍蝇啊，可以把一桶整罐很香的香膏呢，把它弄臭了。
Dead flies can ruin a very fragrant perfume.
以前的膏油啊，香膏都是用 organic 的，就是有机的那种动物的油啊、植物油啊，一些天然的东西来做的。
Back in those days, the ointments were organic and made from natural materials.
那个死苍蝇啊，很多细菌。
And of course, the dead flies have a lot of bacteria.
弄膏油的过程要很长的时间。
And to make ointment takes quite a long time.
要封起来，要等很久。
You have to seal it and wait for a long time.
如果成功了，打开的时候呢，会很香。
And if you're successful when you open it up, it is very fragrant.
但是弄的过程不小心，一只死苍蝇掉进去。
But if during the process you are not very careful and dead flies fall in,
你打开的时候呢，就没有香的味道。
Then when you open it again, it won't be very good smelling.
整罐这个膏油啊就没有了，浪费掉了。
And you have wasted the entire jar.
我记得有一次以前我去肯亚的时候。
I remember once when I went to Kenya.
哇，好饿。
I was so hungry.
哎呀，等着吃午餐。
And I was waiting for lunch.
结果终于洗礼洗脚礼结束了，吃午餐了。
And then after we performed all the sacraments, it was time for lunch.
终于我拿到一盘饭了。
And I finally received my plate of food.
拿到一些牛肉跟汁了。
And then I got some beef.
准备要吃下去的时候，为什么有那么大颗的豆豉？
And I thought, why is there such this a big?
我说非洲人煮饭应该不会放豆豉啊。Black bean.
And I wonder why there was such this large black bean on my plate.
我只是看清楚为什么有脚的。
And then I saw that it had horns.
有脚。
Well, feet.
不是 horn. 哇，死苍蝇在里面。
And it turns out to be a dead fly.
结果怎么办呢？
So what did I do?
还是要吃，把死苍蝇拿走。
Well, I still had to eat it, so
吃都没得吃。
Took off the fly, and then if I didn't eat it, I would have nothing to eat.
感谢主，没有拉肚子。
And thank God I did not have diarrhea.
但是膏油就不一样。
But the ointment is different.
你那个屎苍蝇掉在里面很久啊，整个都臭掉。
If you leave it in that ointment for a long time, then it ruins the entire ointment.
这个屎苍蝇啊，代表愚昧。
And this dead flies represent foolishness.
也可以代表罪。
And also sin.
因为愚昧的人会去犯罪。
Because the foolish will sin.
愚昧的人会用他的年轻的壮年的时间去犯罪，去做一些愚蠢的事。
The fool will use his youth and strength to do what is foolish and sinful.
你想想啊，你以前也没有做过一些愚蠢的事。
We can think about ourselves. Have we also done some foolish things?
有时候啊，想起为什么以前会那么笨。
We wonder why were we so foolish before.
被朋友骗了都不知道。
And we were tricked by our friends and we didn't even know.
被罪骗了都不知道。
And we were deceived by sin and we didn't even realize.
一点点愚昧啊，就可以把你整个人生啊都毁掉了。
And so just a little foolishness can ruin your life.
弟兄姐妹啊，你们现在是一瓶膏油。
And brothers and sisters, you are now this ointment.
啊，我们在座很多年轻人都是进入人生最光辉、最有希望的一段时间。
And we are all, many of you are young and entering into the I guess the peak of your life.
教会过去从幼稚班培养到你们到这个大学。
And you have been raised in church from kindergarten all the way to now in college.
花了很多资源，还有时间、心血培养大家。
And much resources and energy and time were spent on you all.
我们这好像一罐膏油，要准备要被主所用了。
And you are this ointment ready to be used by the Lord.
但是我们要小心呢。
But we have to be careful.
要给它关好。
And we have to be sealed.
保守自己。
And keep ourselves.
不要去到大学了，哇，把自己打开了。
And don't just freely open yourself up when you go to college.
上到网上，什么都看了，把自己打开了。
And when you go online, you look at whatever you want, and you have opened up yourself.
看到异性啊，很兴奋啊，把自己打开了。
And when you see the opposite sex, you get really excited and you open yourself up.
这样的一点愚昧，就把你这个整罐本来是要被主所用的膏油了。就完蛋了，就臭掉了。
And just this bit of foolishness will ruin this entire fragrant ointment.
根本不要小看那些小的愚昧。
And so we should not look down on those little bits of folly.
一点点罪，我们都要把它拿走。
Even the smallest sin must be removed.
啊，不要觉得说它没影响。
And we should not think that it has no effect.
我们再继续来看这个第十章。
Let's continue to look at chapter 10.
啊，我们跳到第四节。
Verse 4.
这里说，掌权者的心若向你发怒，不要离开你的本位，因为柔和能免大过。
If the spirit of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your post, for conciliation pacifies great offenses.
传道书里面有讲了很多有关于这种做人的道理，也是很有智慧。
And Ecclesiastes speaks much about the relationship between people and also the wisdom concerning it.
当你遇到一些困难的时候
，when you face difficulties，
当一个掌权者对你的发怒的时候
，when a ruler is upset at you，
那你要怎么办呢
？What should you do？
我们都有老板。
We all have our bosses,
有老师,
our teachers,
有前辈,
our elders.
他们可能在比较高的位置。
Perhaps they're in a higher position.
那他向你发怒了，怎么办呢？
And if they are not happy with you, what do you do?
这里说你不要离开你的本位。
Here says, do not leave your post.
什么叫不要离开你的本位？
And what does that mean?
你不要说哇，马上就生气了。
You should not get angry right away.
马上为自己平反了。
And try to defend yourself.
马上为自己的争辩了。
And try to fight for yourself.
马上呢要脱离你的本位，要争取什么？
And you try to leave your post and try to fight for something.
这个是没有用的。
That's not very useful.
这也没有智慧。
And that is not wise.
这个说柔和可以免大过。
Here says conciliation pacifies great offenses.
这是用比较温柔的态度，这也是态度的问题。
And you should use a gentle attitude because it is an issue of attitude.
之前我们学习过了。
Before we learned.
我们这一代也不是缺少智慧。
In this generation,
不是缺少学问。
In this generation, we do not lack knowledge but wisdom.
我们可能很有学问。
Perhaps we have much knowledge.
书读很多。
We have studied much.
但是缺少智慧。
But we lack wisdom.
什么叫缺少智慧？
And what does that mean?
就缺少一个做人对的态度。
It means to have the correct attitude in our life.
温柔的态度，温和的态度。
To have a gentle attitude.
所以智慧就是要有温和的态度。
And to be wise is to be gentle.
你态度好，人生就会成功。
If you have the correct mentality, you'll be successful in life.
你态度不对，再聪明都没有用。
And with the wrong mentality, no matter how smart you are, it won't be very helpful.
态度不对，在社会上也不会成功。
And if you have the wrong mentality, you will not be successful in this society.
态度不对，在教会里面也得不到重用。
With the incorrect attitude, you will not be used in church.
神是看我们的态度。
And because the Lord looks at our attitude.
但是有智慧的人才会有正确的态度。
But the one that has wisdom will use the correct mentality.
那我们再来看，跳到第九节。
Skip to verse 9.
凿开石头的，就必要受损伤；破开木头的，必要遭危险。
He who quarries stones may be hurt by them, and he who splits wood may be endangered by it.
这句话是很有道理。
It's a very true verse.
你自己去凿开这个石头啊，可能会被石头扎到。
When you're trying to quarry a stone, you might be hurt by them.
你劈开木头啊，会遇到危险。
If you try to split wood, you might be in danger.
有些人去锯那个树啊，爬到树上锯树啊，结果自己掉下来了，会被树打到。
Some people try to cut down a tree and instead hurt themselves.
这句话是代表说，我们做什么事情啊，都有它的后果。
This is telling us that no matter what we do, there are always consequences.
我们不要有一种觉得很 lucky 的这种想法，说我跟别人是不一样的。
We shouldn't just think of ourselves as extra lucky and different from everyone else.
我们有时候很幼稚。
Perhaps sometimes we're a little childish.
觉得你跟别人不一样。
That we are different from others.
别人做这种事，他会有后果，我是不会的。
When other people do this, they'll have consequences, but I won't.
我比较聪明。
Because I'm smarter.
我可以自己控制自己。
I can control myself.
我看看就好了，我不会犯罪的。
I'll just take a look, but I won't sin.
我们很靠近，但是不会犯罪的。
And I'll draw close, but I won't sin.
不要骗自己，你跟别人没有不一样。
Do not deceive ourselves thinking that we are different.
我们都是有血有肉的人。
We all have flesh and blood.
你靠近罪，你就会犯罪。
When we are drawn near to sin, then we will sin.
你懒惰就会失败。
If we are lazy, then we will fail.
所以任何事情会有它的后果。
And so in anything, there are consequences.
所以要记住。
So we should remember.
今天你种的因，今天你放下的这个原因呢？
The reason you have today.
以后你会收结果。
What you plant today, you will sow later on.
今天你来 NYTS.
Today you come to NYTS.
灵性会进步。
Your faith will improve.
认识很多属灵的朋友。
And you'll meet very spiritual friends.
你心中有属灵的感动。
And you'll be moved spiritually.
以后你就会不一样。
And you will be different.
那再来看这个第十节啊。
Let's turn to verse 10.
铁器钝了，若不将运磨快，这必多费气力。但是得智慧指教的便有益处。
If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success.
这里说怎么样可以得到成功啊？
This tells us about how to receive success.
你要磨你的刀。
We must sharpen our sword or axe.
不是你用力砍，你就会砍得断。
It's not just using brute force.
你一直使命用力，但是那个刀是钝的，你是浪费气力。
No matter how much strength we use, if the axe is dull, then we are just wasting our energy.
我们人生在我们面前。
And our life is before us.
很多事情要做。
There are many things we need to do.
有一些人把神放在很后面。
And some people place God all the way at the end.
我要读书啊。
I need to study.
我要 SAT 考试。
I have SATs.
我要 internship.
I have internships.
我要在学校实习。
I need to have internships in my school.
我真的对信仰没有什么时间了。
I really don't have time for my faith.
我要靠自己的努力争取的成功。
I need to rely on my own efforts to be successful.
有时候不单只是年轻人的想法，有时候是父母的想法。
And it's not always the youth that think like this. Sometimes it is the parents.
我们很希望下一代成功。
We hope that our next generation can be successful.
但是成功在于什么？
But what is success?
这里说啊，如果你个刀不磨利的话
，If our axe is dull,
是不会成功，是浪费气力。很多事情是浪费时间。
Will not be successful, but a waste of energy.
所以要怎么样磨快
？So how can we sharpen it?
要得到智慧的指教。
We need the instruction of wisdom.
如果你有智慧，你的刀就利了。
If you have wisdom, then your edge is sharp.
你知道怎么做决定
？You know how to make your decisions.
怎么样拒绝试探
？How to flee temptation.
怎么样把人生的重要的东西放在最重要
？How to set the correct priorities.
有正确的价值观
，and to have the correct value system.
这样你的人生的刀啊，都很利了。
Then the life, your life's edge or sword will be very sharp.
任何的困难在你面前，因为你有智慧，你可以往勇往直前。
No matter what problems you face, if you have wisdom, you can overcome them.
但是要怎么样磨？
But how do you sharpen?
要被神来磨。
You must be sharpened by God.
被神的话语来磨。
Be sharpened by the word of God.
被神的圣灵来磨。
Be sharpened by His Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道吗？你在神的殿学到的道理，在世界各地任何一个大学最厉害的地方都学不到了。
What you can learn here is better or not something that you can learn anywhere else.
因为这里有属灵的智慧。
Because here we have the spiritual wisdom.
神的话语里面有最高的智慧。
And in the word of the Lord, there is the greatest wisdom.
你想想，你的刀是钝的吗？还是利的
？So is your edge sharp or dull?
我们要求主耶稣，让我们有智慧。
We need to ask the Lord Jesus for wisdom.
好，那我们继续来看那个，跳到十六节。
Turn to verse 16.
十六节，十章的十六节啊。
Chapter 10, verse 16.
邦国啊，你的王若是孩童，你的群臣早晨宴乐，你就有祸了。
Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning.
邦国啊，你的王若是贵胄之子，你的群臣 按时吃喝，为要补力，不要酒醉，你就有福了。
17. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of the nobles, and your princes feast at a proper time for strength and not for drunkenness.
这里讲到一个国家的前途。
And this is talking about the future of a country.
因为国家的前途，除了看那个王之外，还要看那些王身边的那些官员。
Besides looking at the king, you should also look at those around the king.
啊，那你要看他们会不会成功，你要看他们一个很细微的一个事情。
To determine whether or not they'll be successful, you have to look at a very small thing.
这里不是说你看看那些群臣呢都有智慧啊，数读多少啊。
You're not looking at how large their numbers are.
神看的东西不一样。
The Lord looks at something different.
这里说你要看看那一批人的生活态度还有生活习惯。
You should look at how they live their lives.
如果这一批人呢，他们呢，按时吃喝，啊，为要补力。
If they are feasting at the proper time.
啊，该吃的时候要吃。
They're eating when they should be.
啊，不该吃的时候就不吃。
And not eating when they shouldn't be.
就是生活啊，很有规律。
That means they have a very well-arranged life,
disciplined
life.
然后呢，他们是贵胄的这个后代，他们是有修养的、有教养的人。
And for the future generation, they are raised properly.
他们呢又不喜欢喝酒，不为酒而醉。
And they will not be drunken.
哇，你们一个国家一定有福气。
Then that country will be blessed.
所以基本上圣经说，你可以从一个人的生活习惯还有生活的态度来预测的很准这个人的未来。
And you can tell the future of a person by the way they live their life and the habits of their life.
如果一个年轻人哦，哇，该睡的时候不睡，不睡的时候要睡。
And if a young person sleeps when he shouldn't be and doesn't sleep when he should.
不该吃的时候又拼命吃，该吃饭的时候又没胃口。
And eats when he shouldn't, but doesn't eat when he should.
喜欢什么 party 啊，醉酒啊，常常这种生活的这种习惯的话。
Always partying and getting drunk.
这种生活习惯呢，以后要成功啊，要属灵上的成功，世界上的成功很难。
To be successful, this kind of lifestyle is very difficult.
所以我们今天来 NYTS.
So we have come to NYTS.
不单只是学习圣经的道理。
It's not just to learn the words of the Bible.
要来调整我们生活的方式跟习惯。
But to also adjust our lifestyles.
要回到以神为主的生活重心的里面。
To return to a God-centered life.
这样我们的生活就不会虚空。
And so that our lives would not be in vanity.
18节。
Verse 18.
因为人懒惰啊，房顶就塌下来了。
Because of laziness, the building decays.
因人手懒啊，房屋就滴漏了。
Through idleness of hands, the house leaks.
我们这种屋顶啊，应该是不会随便漏水。
I don't think our roof here will leak.
以前人的屋顶都是用泥土做的，用草盖上去的。
Back in the days, they used the mud and straw.
常常都要修理，补那个草或者补那个泥。
And so often needed repair.
如果你漏了一点点的时候，你不给它 fix， 不给它修理的话，那慢慢这个漏就越来越大了。
And if there was a small leak and you didn't fix it, the leak will get worse and worse.
像我们去开拓区啊，非洲啊，印度啊，常常都会看到外面下大雨，里面下小雨，就是因为屋顶都在漏。
We go to different places like in Africa or India. It'll be raining really heavily outside and also raining inside as well.
有一点点漏的时候，你赶快去补它。
And if there's a small leak, we should repair it.
你要不要等到已经塌下来了，你才说哎呀要补啊？
We shouldn't wait until everything collapses and then think about fixing it.
这个是很重要的道理。
And that's an important lesson.
问题要从小的时候。问题刚出现的时候就要开始去解决。
We should fix the issues or problems when they are still small.
你的屋顶代表什么呢？
And what does this roof represent?
可以代表你的信仰。
It represents our faith.
你信仰最近是不是漏水了？屋顶就漏水啊。
Does our faith have any cracks or leaks?
哎呀，最近很多怀疑。
Do you have a lot of doubts?
不太喜欢去聚会。
You don't like to go to service.
做圣工又没有什么热忱。
And there is no zeal when you serve.
到底出了什么问题？赶快去找出哪里漏水。
So we should find the source of the problem.
赶快找人帮你祷告。
And find someone to pray for us.
赶快检讨自己，是不是你哪个地方有破口
？And self-examine to find out where the leak is.
这个屋顶可以代表你的健康。
And this roof can represent our health.
那么年轻，二十几岁就身体哪里痛哪里痛。
And we are still in our 20s, but yet we ache everywhere.
啊，身体啊，这里痛那里痛，很多问题的意思。
We hurt
对
in various parts of our bodies.
怎么可以这样呢
？And how can this be?
那么年轻，是不是整天打电脑
？Are we still young?
都不继续运动
？Are we just on the computer all day long and we're not exercising?
哇，体重一直增加。
And we keep gaining weight.
那赶快要小心！哎呀，为什么我这样子漏水了？身体漏水了。
And that's time to be alert and think, oh, I'm leaking. Why is this happening?
不 啊，不要等到癌症啊什么啊大病啊，哎呀，你在担心说，哎呦，早知道我晚上不要那么晚睡了。
And maybe one day you'll find out you have cancer, and then you'll look back and say, I shouldn't have slept so late all the time.
哎呀，早应该听我妈妈的话，听妈妈的话嘛。
I should have listened to my mom.
哎呀，早知道，吃多点水果跟蔬菜，不要吃那么多肉啊。
If I had known, I would have eaten more fruits and vegetables instead of just all meat.
不要等到那个时候才来，那屋顶塌下来了才说，哎呀，哪里补啊？
You shouldn't wait until the roof collapses to think about repairing.
漏水的时候赶快去补。
When it just starts leaking, we should repair it.
啊，很多东西，工作上也是一样。
And it is the same in our work.
你的婚姻上面也是一样。
In our marriage.
小问题的时候，赶快去补。
Fix it while the problem is still small.
不要等到说太迟了才去想办法。
You shouldn't wait until it's too late.
啊，所以就是圣经给我们的智慧。
And that is the wisdom from the Bible.
好，那我们继续来看第十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
实际上就更积极的讲一些我们该做什么事情。
And more actively tells us what we should do.
啊，才会不虚空的人生呢。
To live a life without vanity.
啊，第一节。
Verse one.
这里说，将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久啊，必要得着。
Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days.
啊，你要分给七人或八人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。
Give a serving to seven or eight.For you do not know what evil will be on the earth.
这里说将你的粮食要撒在水面上。
Here it tells us to cast our bread on the waters.
就是说有点像在撒种，或者是在为将来预备的这种意思。
It is telling us to sow or to prepare for the future.
啊，这个撒这种种呢，不是一般的这种世界的种。
And what we are sowing isn't just what anyone else sows in the world.
这种可以预备，可以预表行善。
It is representing good deeds.
也可以预表传福音。
Also representing evangelism.
也可以预表为主做工。
It also represents working for the Lord.
把你这些有意义的、有生命的价值的生命的粮食或是种子撒在水面上。
And you can cast upon the waters those things that are meaningful in your life.
那什么时候会得到的你不知道。
And when you will receive it back, you don't know.
但是以后可能会得到。
But one day you will.
那以后这个东西长起来的时候。
And when it grows.
哇，你可以分给很多人啊。
You can share with many.
不单只是分给自己。
Not just for yourself,
你可以分给七个人、八个人。
But for seven or eight.
因为将来会有你不知道，可能会有很多属灵的灾难会来到。
And you never know because there may be many spiritual disasters in the future.
这提醒我们，我们在生活当中要一直的来做一些有意义的事情。
And so it's reminding us that in our lives we should do many things that are meaningful.
人生如果没有神呢，是虚空的。
If we do not have God in our lives, then it is meaningless.
人生如果只是为了自己，那么自私啊，也是会很虚空的。
And if our lives are just for ourselves, then it is full of vanity.
为自己所做的事，跟那种快乐都很短暂。
The things that we do for ourselves for our own happiness is very short-lived.
但是如果为神做的。
But if we do it for God,
为弟兄姐妹做的，
do it for our brothers and sisters,
为帮助别人而做的，
to help others,
那种快乐，
that joy,
你别的地方买不到，
you will not find anywhere else.
为什么那么多 counselor 会来愿意请两个礼拜的假来陪伴大家来学习？
And why do we have so many counselors that have agreed to take off 2 weeks to assist?
为什么有那么多妈妈们来帮我们煮饭？
And why are there so many parents who have come to cook for us?
为什么那么多人愿意去传福音？
And why are there so many who are so willing to preach?
带领慕道者。
To bring truth seekers.
因为从这些圣工里面会得到很大的喜乐。
Because they find great joy in these holy works.
所以我们要不虚空的话，一定要常常撒种，撒面包在水上。
And if we do not want a life of vanity, we should cast our bread upon the waters.
那我们要生活要种什么的态度？
And what sort of mentality should we have towards life?
可以跳到第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
看风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。
He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap.
有一些人不是不想撒种。
Some people, it's not that they don't want to sow.
但是他很多的犹疑。
But they have many worries.
他怕说，我这样默默然然的这样走出去撒种会成功吗？
They think if I go out and just sow like this, will I succeed?
风那么大，那个种会不会被吹走了？
And the wind is so great, will the seed just be blown away?
今天可能也不会下雨，那么看那个云好像也没有来到，不如等明天。
And well, looking at the clouds, it doesn't look like it's going to rain today, so maybe I'll wait till tomorrow.
明天又风又大，又等后天。
And then the next day, the wind is great, and they sort of wait again.
一直推啊，一直推迟。
And they continue to delay.
所以常常看风不是不好。
And it's not bad to look at the wind.
你望云也不是不好。
And it's not wrong to regard the clouds.
但是有时候你做事情想太多啊，你永远不敢踏出第一步，就永远不会成功。
But if we think too much and are unwilling to take that first step, we will never succeed.
天气的永远没有办法控制。
And you can never control the weather.
明天如何我们也不知道。
We don't know what tomorrow will be like.
我们该做的事情要去做。
What we should do, we should do.
控制不到了交给主耶稣。
And what we cannot control, give it up to the Lord Jesus.
这个是特别重要的。
And that's important.
有时候我们在座很多年轻人。
We have many youth sitting here.
很多事情是没有做过的。
There are many things that we've never done before.
很多地方也没有去过的。
We've not gone to many places.
很多困难是没有想过的。
There are many difficulties we have not considered.
没有关系。
It's okay.
你出去。
Just go.
带着种子。
Bring the seed.
你的人生在你前面。
Your life is before you.
只要你把目光焦点放在主耶稣身上。
As long as you have set your sights on the Lord.
无论你是读书。
No matter if you're studying.
婚姻。
Or in your marriage.
找工作。
Or in your work.
将来的家庭。
And your future family.
你就勇往直前。
Just set your sights forward.
不要害怕。
And don't be afraid.
主会与你同在的。
Because the Lord will be with us.
所以这第六节就这样勉励我们了。
And so verse 6 encourages us.
早晨要撒你的种。
In the morning, sow your seed.
晚上也不要歇你的手。
In the evening, do not withhold your hand.
因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。
For you do not know which will prosper either this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
保罗勉励提摩太。
And Paul encouraged Timothy.
传福音，得时不得时都要专心。
To preach the word in season and out of season.
得时就是。是这种季节，就是很容易做的，很容易有收获的。
And in season means that it is done very easily.
不是季节的，就是代表很困难的。
When it is out of season, it is more difficult.
你放了很多精力下去，没有什么收获的。
And you put much effort, but there aren't many results.
但是没有关系，我们该做还是去做。
But that's okay. What we should do, we ought to do.
所以有一天一定会有收获的。
And one day there will be a result.
早上撒的，或者说晚上撒的，你不知道。
You can sow in the morning or at night, and you don't know which will be successful.
但是你一定会收你撒的种。
But you will reap what you sow.
刚刚讲过了，你一定会收你撒的种啊。
And like we said, you will reap what you sow.
你是撒生命的种子。
You are sowing these seeds of life.
神的话撒在心里面。
Sowing these seeds of the words of God in your heart.
结出生命的果子。
And you will reap the fruits of life.
你撒罪的种。
If you sow these seeds of sin.
将来就收死亡。
Then you will reap death.
你撒传福音的种。
If you sow these seeds of evangelism,
以后会带几个人来信主。
Then eventually you bring someone to believe.
我们在座问一下，在座的学员当中啊，有哪一位在过去一年里面有传福音给朋友过的？举手。
And so I'd like to ask all the students over the past year if you've brought someone.
有传过福音呢、啊，不一定啊，不一定要成功受洗了，有传过的，有讲过的，举手。
If you've preached to anyone, raise your hand.
OK, 好，不到十个啊。
There's maybe 10.
这代表我们呢，有时候不太敢撒种。
That means that sometimes we're afraid to sow.
我们有很多朋友啊，在外面。
We have many friends, in the world.
传福音给同学也是最容易的。
It's actually easiest to preach to our friends.
以后也要出来工作要传福音啊，那复杂了。
And then when you're working, it's a little bit more difficult to preach.
因为学生时代啊，比较单纯。
Because when you're still a student, you're a little bit more innocent.
比较有时间。
You have more time.
比较有理想，人生比较有理想。
You have more dreams or visions for the future.
所以这个时候你传福音给你的朋友是最好的。
And this is the best time to preach to your friends.
所以如果我们这个时候不撒种
，If we do not sow at this time,
不把他们带来校园团契、青年团契来到教会，太可惜了。
And don't bring them to youth or campus fellowships, then it's a waste.
教会训练我们圣经那么懂。
We have been trained to understand the Bible.
我看你们都很厉害啊，那个考卷都很深哦，你们都会。
And I was looking at all your tests, you did very well.
哇，都很会背。
You're very good at memorizing.
哇，你们很佩服你们，叫我这样背，现在可能没办法。
Quite admire you guys because I don't think I could do that.
那个一直写哦。
You can keep writing.
这个很好。
That's very good.
但是敢不敢去撒种
？But do you dare to sow the seed?
你是农业专家，你是写一个论文没有用的，去那个田里面的不会种田。
You study all these things, but you don't know how to plant the seeds.
那农业专家什么都不懂，但是他这就会种田。
The farming
expert 啊。
The agricultural expert, if he doesn't know how to sow, then it's kind of useless.
所以了，我们要勇敢去撒种。
And so we should have the courage to sow the seed.
我们希望我们现在到明年再回来的时候要立志，今年要撒种，要带一个人来信主。
And we hope that in the next year we can all sow the seed to bring someone to believe.
一定可以的，神一定与你同在的。
We can definitely do it because the Lord will be with us.
每天为这个事祷告。
If we pray for this every day.
有个弟兄啊，他有一年来参加 NYTS.
There was a brother that attended NYTS once.
他是做这个健身教练的，哇，每天在这个健身房啊，自己练身又教别人练身。
And he was a personal trainer.
哇，他听了这个传道人勉励说要带人来信主，要撒种。
And after he heard this encouragement from the pastor to sow the seed,
他就记住了。
He remembered it.
所以他想说，那我要怎么传福音？
And he thought, how can I preach?
我们知道啊，在叫人做见证的时候是很难传福音的嘛，他们都在 push， 哇，是在拆啊。
And we know that when you're trying to train someone in the gym, it's kind of hard to preach.
但是他是还是有办法，在这个空档，在喘气当中啊，或者是在休息的时候啊，就跟他的客人讲话。
But he found time during rest breaks to talk with his clients.
Yeah, 真的，主耶稣听他祷告。
And indeed, the Lord Jesus listened to his prayer.
带了一个他的客人来教会。
And he brought some of his clients to church.
后来又在教会里洗礼。
And they were baptized.
他真的有撒种，真的有收获。
And indeed, when he sowed, he reaped.
所以啊，如果你常常为主耶稣撒种。
If you often sow for the Lord,
为主耶稣传福音
preach for the Lord,
你的人生怎么会虚空呢？
How can your life be meaningless?
你每天想的就是怎么可以救灵魂？
Because every day you think about how you can save souls.
如果没有主耶稣，人生多可怜啊！
If we do not have Lord Jesus, how pitiful life is.
你看你的同学多虚空啊，每天 video game 啊。
If you look at our classmates, they seem so meaningless. They're just playing video games all day.
喝酒啊，跳舞啊，就这样过了。
Drinking and dancing, that's how they spend
their time. 就是因为他们不认识主耶稣。
Because they do not know the Lord.
所以你要去撒种。
And so we should go sow.
你就不会虚空啊。
And then we will not have vanity.
那继续我们来看。
Let's continue to read.
第八节。
Verse 8.
就是说人活多年呢，就当快乐多年。
Rejoice, O young man, in your youth.
但是呢，也要想想黑暗的日子可能会来到啊。
But we must also consider that dark days will come.
因为那一天呢，这些日子呢会很多。
Because there will be many of those days.
它会很虚空。
There will be days of vanity.
接续的是传福音的话。
And then it continues with words of preaching.
就是特别告诉那些不认识神的年轻人。
It's telling those that do not believe.
你活的时候当然要快乐嘛。
When you're living, of course you should rejoice.
你想想，总有黑暗的日子会来。
But there will be days of darkness.
你年轻，你也不可能永远都年轻。
You will not always be young.
年轻人会变老人。
You'll one day become old.
今天的年轻人会变以后的老人。
The youth today are the old people of the future.
很快的，没有几年，一转眼。
It'll happen very quickly.
今天的老人也曾经是跟你一样是年轻人。
Because those who are old today were once young.
所以我们对老人就要尊敬。
And so we should respect the elderly.
你看到老人就想说，有一天你是跟他一样。
Because if you see them, you know that one day you'll be like them.
你今天怎么对老人，以后人家怎么对你。
And how you treat them today is how others will treat you in the future.
我们教会的年轻人。有时候圣经很懂啊，但是对老人家没有什么礼貌。
The youth of our church may understand the Bible well, but are not very
在面前经过，好像看到空气一样。
Not very respectful to the elderly, and sometimes
不会主动打招呼的。
Pass by them like wind, and will not greet them.
可能你怕害羞了，怕也有可能啊。
Perhaps we're just shy.
或者你不认识他了，你觉得这很 awkward 了。
Or we don't know them, and we feel kind of awkward.
但是这是不对的。
But that's not right.
我们要从最基本的事情开始做起。
We should start from the basics.
就是礼貌。
And that's being polite.
就是态度，刚刚想讲的。
That's our attitude and mentality.
要神也没有祝福你啊，看你的态度。
And whether or not God blesses us is based on our mentality.
看到人要打招呼。
We should greet other people.
有人说我在我跟我家里妈妈我都没有打招呼啊。
And some say I don't greet my parents.
你回去要做。
You should do that when you go home.
每天早上要跟你父母说 good morning.
And you should say good morning to your parents every morning.
睡觉了之前要跟妈妈说晚安。
And you should say good night to your parents.
不要说我好像很唠叨，很幼稚。
Don't think that you're
这个是最基本的。
Too much and being
在教会里面看到老人要打招呼。
This is the basics. You should greet people you see.
那第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
这里说少年人啊，你在幼年的时候要当快乐，在幼年的时候啊，要使你的心欢畅，行你所愿行的，看你眼所看的，爱你所爱的啊，看你所爱的，却要知道这一切的事上，神必审问你。
Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment.
对于没有信仰的年少人来说啊，真的，年轻人就是要做自己喜欢的事。
For the youth that do not have this faith, they will just do whatever they want.
我们再一次强调，传道书是写给年轻人的。
We once again emphasize that Ecclesiastes is written for the youth.
因为年轻人还有很多时间在他面前，还有机会可以改。
Because they have much time and opportunity to change before them.
老人的一生大概就这样了，很难再有什么大的改变了。
And for the old, their life is how it is, and there isn't much room for change.
所以你不要以为说你年轻的时候爱看所看的，爱做所做的。
You shouldn't just think that when you're young, you can just look at whatever you want to look at and do whatever you want to do.
传道书到最后就要把一切的人生的意义拉回来神身上。
Ecclesiastes at the end of it, the end of the book, pulls everything back to God.
拉回来信仰的上面。
Pulls everything back to faith.
你做的一切，今天你以后要在神面前解释你为什么当时要这样做。
And whatever you have done today, you will be accountable before God.
你现在电脑看什么，以后主耶稣要问你为什么要看那个。
If whatever you look at your computer today, the Lord Jesus will one day ask, why did you look at that?
你今天跟什么人交往，主耶稣要问你为什么你要这样做。
And whatever relationship you've had, the Lord Jesus will ask you to account for those.
所以神都会审问的。
And so the Lord will ask us for about everything.
所以怎么样可以不虚空？
So how can we not have vanity?
第十节。
Verse 10.
所以啊，这个就是不虚空的方法。你要从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体克去邪恶，因为人一生的开端和幼年的时都是虚空的。
And we should therefore remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity.
为什么人会虚空？
Why are people in vanity?
特别青年人觉得人生很无聊。
And sometimes the youth feel that life is boring.
要喝酒，要开 party， 要用毒品，为什么？
Have to drink, do drugs, or go to parties.
为什么心中有那么空呢？
Why is there this emptiness?
因为远离了神。
Because we are far from God.
他想要远离神，用物质去填满。
And because we are far from God, we try to use these material things to fill this emptiness.
但是这种私欲啊，填满之后呢，会更虚空。
But then after using these things to fill us, we are even more empty.
像你嘴巴很渴。
And so if we are thirsty.
如果你进食了两餐水都没喝，嘴巴很渴，对不对？
If you have fasted two meals and you haven't drank anything, then of course you'll be very thirsty.
很渴，没关系，我给你一杯盐水。
And that's fine, I'll give you a cup of salt water.
给你喝好不好？
Would you like that?
你喝下去会更渴。
Because once you drink it, you'll be even more thirsty.
有人船烂了，在海上漂流啊，不可以喝海水啊。
And so if you are on the ocean, you shouldn't drink the water.
你喝这个海洋的咸水会死得更快。
And if you drink it, we'll die quicker.
你宁可喝自己的尿。
It'd be better to drink your own urine.
都还可以撑一阵子。
It will last you longer.
因为你喝海水进去，你的都脱水得更快啊。
Because the more salt water drink, the more fluids you lose.
所以，如果你觉得你现在很不开心，心里虚空。
If you feel that at this moment you're not very happy and feel very empty.
很多愁烦。
You have many worries.
怎么办？
What do you do?
要除掉愁烦，克去邪恶。
Remove sorrow and put away evil.
生活要改变。
We need to change our lives.
回到神要你生活的方式的上面。
To return to the lifestyle that God wants us to live.
回到敬畏神的道路上面。
To one that reveres God.
这样子慢慢的就虚空感就会慢慢的消失了。
And then our sense of vanity will start to dissipate.
然后第十二章就把重点就讲出来。
And then chapter 12 tells us the main point.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12 verse 1.
你要趁着年幼衰败的日子还没有来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些日子，为秦临今之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure.
有人说趁着年轻要做什么？
And some people say, when you are young, you should.
有人说趁年轻我要去旅游。
And some say, I should travel.
我要做大事，我要去玩。
I need to do great things. I need to go play.
有人说我趁年轻我要多读点书。
I need to read more and study more.
这个都是好的。
These are good.
但是更重要的是什么？
But what's more important?
你要趁着你年轻，要纪念造你的神。
We need to remember our Creator when you.
你要尽早建立你跟神的关系。
We need to establish our relationship with God.
当你记得你生命当中有神的时候
，When you remember that there is God in your life.
你的生命的目标、目的、价值观都在神的身上。
Then the goal and direction of your life is all on God.
这样子的话，你人生一直走下去。
And as you continue in your life.
你到老的时候，你那个毫无喜乐的那段日子之后。你不会觉得虚空，因为你回头一看，咦，我有纪念神了，我有走在神的道路上面。
Because when you are old and you've gone towards the days when you have no pleasure in them, you can think, oh, I have drawn near to God.
人总有一天啊，如果你好啊，得到神祝福可以活很久的话，有一天你还是要回头看。
And if you are blessed by God and live a very long time, you can also look back.
年轻人都是往前看。
Because the youth always look forward.
想将来。
Think about the future.
当你老的时候，你就往后看。
But when you're old, you look back.
我以前做了什么
？What have I done？
这里圣经说啊，人生结束之前呢，会有一段日子的是你没有什么喜乐的。
Because there will be years that draw near when you say I have no pleasure in them.
因为身体呢退化的很厉害。
Because your body will deteriorate.
就从第二节到第八节所形容的。
And that's what verses 2-8 is describing.
那个时候老了，身体会怎么样呢？
What happens when you're old?
第二节说啊，日头、光明、月亮、星宿都变为黑暗了。
The sunlight, moon, and stars will be darkened.
没有光了，就是没有什么前途了。都已经那么老了，还讲什么前途
？There's no life or future. You're already old.
你会听一个80岁的人讲说：“哎呀，我的将来哦，怎么样啊
？”Will you listen to an 80-year-old say, "Oh, my future, I'm going to do this and that"?
老人家不会讲前途，老人家是一天过一天，今天过好就好了。
Because the old, they don't think about the future. They just spend day by day.
老人家今天不知明天事。今天不知道明天发生什么事情，然后什么想太远了。
They don't know what will happen in the future. They don't think so far ahead.
什么日头光明，月亮星宿都黑暗了。
Because the sunlight, moon, and stars will be dark.
看守房屋的发癫了。
And the days when the keepers of the house will tremble.
看守房屋就是这双手。
That's those are these two hands.
手在发抖了。
Our hands will start to tremble.
有时候人年纪大哦，帕金森啊，还有什么啊，那个手一直抖。
Sometimes elderly have Parkinson's or other illnesses.
拿个饭碗都拿不稳。
And they aren't even able to hold up their bowl.
再来呢
？And what else?
有力的屈身呢
？The strong men bow down.
你看那个老了，人老了，那个脊椎啊，都开始弯了，站不直了。不是他不要站，而是他真的是缩水啊。
You see that their back starts to bend over and they can't stand up straight.
推磨的细响，推磨就是牙齿。
And the grinder sees, and that's referring to our teeth.
老人家牙齿一年掉一颗，到最后都没有了，掉光了。
And every year another tooth falls out until there are none left.
除非去植牙，不然的话呢，没有牙齿吃东西。
And unless you have dentures, then you won't be able to eat.
然后呢，看到窗外都是昏暗的。
And then if you look through the windows grow dim.
还有第四节说，哇，你看那个鸟的声音一叫啊，就醒过来了。
And when you rise at the sound of the bird.
就是、睡得不好。三四点就醒起来了。
You can't sleep very well. You wake up really early.
有个长老以前他告诉我说，他晚上都睡不着，要看电视。
An elder told me that when he can't go to sleep, he watches TV.
然后三四点呢，早上就醒过来，不晓得他很早就醒。
And then he still wakes up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
还有唱歌的女子都衰微了。
And the daughters of music are brought low.
那个人老的声音呢，就低沉了。
And when they're old,
年轻的时候声音高一点，老的时候那个声音都低沉了。
When they're old, their voices become lower and softer.
第五节，人怕高处，路上有惊惶。
Verse 5, they're afraid of height and of terrors in the way.
人老了就会害怕，不太敢出门。
When people become old, they are afraid of things and afraid to go outdoors.
杏树开花，白头发都跑出来了。
And the almond tree blossoms, which means their white hair comes out.
蚱蜢成为重担。
The grasshopper is a burden.
就是呢，已经什么事情啊，都好像。很难重的重担，这样很难过。
It feels like everything will become burdensome.
当然继续讲下去，好像蛮 depressed 的啊。
And if we keep going, maybe we'll all get depressed.
年轻人现在十几二十岁都不会想到这些日子。
Because the youth in their 20s will not think about these days.
但是大家记住，有一天你的身体就会像圣经讲的这些一样。
But we should remember that one day our lives will be like what is described here.
没有人不退化的。
Because no one will not deteriorate.
没有人不老的。
No one will not grow old.
除非你死得很早。
Unless you die very early,
就是 always young,
and then you'll be always young.
但是已经不在世上了，也没有用。
But it's useless if you're not in the world.
所以怎么样可以不虚空呢
？So how can we escape vanity?
是不是在你那些日子还没有来到之前
，that before these days come,
纪念造你的主
，remember our creator.
虽然我的身体像保罗说的是一天一天变坏了，朽坏了。
Because our inner man decays, our outer man decays.
但是我这个身体呢？年轻的时候是为主做了很多事。
But when we are young, we can do many things for the Lord.
在他健康的时候，为主做了很多有意义的事。
And when we are healthy, we can do many meaningful things for the Lord.
为我的家庭也出过很多力。
And we have spent much effort.
对社会也很有贡献。
In our homes or societies.
对教会也很有贡献。
Or in the church.
最重要的是，你用你这个人生，在他衰败之前，已经准备好要进入永生了。
That before your life becomes frail, you can be ready to enter into eternal life.
哎，这样子看回去，虽然身体真的是有点不方便。
And when you look back, even though life seems inconvenient,
但是身体的破旧却越来越靠近，越来越靠近见主面了，其实就越来越靠近得荣耀。
And even if our body decays, we can be closer and closer to receiving that glory.
所以第七节说，尘土人归于地。灵人归于赐灵的神。
So verse 7 tells us that dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
这句是非常重要的预言跟启示。
And that is a very important prophecy.
旧约的神学里面呢，对将来的永生啊是很模糊的。
Because in the Old Testament they were not very clear about the future.
人只知道死了要去阴间。
They only know that they will go into
Hades.
Hades.
没有什么盼望。
there isn't much hope.
可是传道者有神的灵感动他写出这句话。
But this preacher was moved by the Spirit of God to write this.
尘土真的是要归于地了。
Indeed, the dust returns to the earth.
但是你的灵一定要归给神。
And the Spirit will return to God.
所以当你有限的人生、虚空的人生，就要做这件事。
In our limited and meaningless life, we should do this.
要预备见神。
To be prepared to meet God.
随时都会见神。
Because it can be any time.
坐在车上，车子撞了，烧起来死掉了，你要见神呢？
If we are on a car and all of a sudden there's an accident and we die, we'll have to meet God.
去年那个 Paul Walker 不是那个明星吗 ？Fast and Furious 那个弟兄应该都知道嘛。
Last year, the actor Paul Walker got into an accident.
开着跑，别人开他的跑车，咻一下撞树爆炸死掉。
And well, yeah, he got into an accident and died.
马航飞机去年甩了两架。
And then we have the Malaysian Airlines that crashed.
真的人生啊，随时都要见主，不一定到七八十岁、一百岁。
And it can be any time where we meet the Lord. It doesn't have to be when we're 70 or 80.
主耶稣什么时候来，我们都不知道。
We don't know when the Lord Jesus will come again.
所以随时准备好见神。
So we should always be ready to meet the Lord.
不然的话，第八节，虚空的还会虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Otherwise, it's like it says in verse 8, vanity of vanities.
除非你已经准备好了。
Unless you are ready.
第九到十二节就是一直鼓励我们要有智慧。
From verses 9 through 12, encourages us to have wisdom.
第十三节就是整卷书的重点，就不是在讲虚空了。
In verse 13 is the conclusion where it no longer talks about vanity.
讲你的本分了。
It talks about our duty.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
这些事都已经听见了。
Let's hear the conclusion of the whole
matter. 总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all.
人生的目标、价值就在这里。
This is the direction and value of our life.
如果你从年轻的时候就有这样做的话
，If we keep this from since we're young,
敬畏神
，to revere God,
守道理
，to keep His commandments,
预备见神。
To prepare to meet God.
那你一切的生活都不会虚空的。
Then we will not live a life of meaningless.
譬如说你的工作。
In our work.
别人工作，你也去工作。
Other people are working and we're working.
但是你会想，我在我的以后的工作上面，怎么可以荣耀主的名呢
？But we should think about how I can glorify God in my work.
你在工作上面遇到那么多人。
You meet so many people.
你可以传福音呢。
You can preach.
你不去上班怎么传福音
？If you don't go to work, how can you preach?
最没有办法传福音的就是我，因为我的圈子都是大家。
And the one that has the most difficulty preaching should be me because
我没有办法去带人来啊，很难啊。
There's no other people I can bring.
但是你们可以带人来。
But you all can bring people.
你去上班呢
？Because you go to work.
荣耀神的名啊。
And you can glorify God's name there.
好了，家庭。
And then you're at home.
如果你没有神的话
，If you do not have God，
没有信仰。
Without faith,
婚姻是虚空的。
Then marriage is a vanity.
这个爱情很短暂。
Because the life, love will be short.
但是有信仰，你为了信仰而结婚。
If you marry because of your faith,
用婚姻来荣耀神的话
，and use your marriage to glorify God,
这个婚姻就有属灵的意义在里面。
And then there will be spiritual meaning in that marriage.
家庭也是一样。
And same with family.
知识也是一样。智慧也是一样。
And wisdom is the same.
所以到最后，一切还是要跟神连在一起。
And so at the end, everything should be linked to God.
你的人生就会不一样。
And then our life will be different.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们学习了十一章，总共传道书的十一章。
And so brothers and sisters, we have learned these.
我们已经跟虚空说拜拜了。
All of these chapters, and we have said goodbye to vanity.
你已经在坐在这一台飞向永恒、飞向神的丰盛的飞机上面了。
We have departed vanity and embarked on this plane towards abundance.
最后我们来看约翰福音。
Let's finally let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
作为我们今晚的结论。
As our conclusion tonight.
约翰十章十节。
Chapter 10 verse 10.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。接下来这句话我们要画起来啊。
The thief does not come to steal.
我来了是要叫羊得生命。并且得的更丰盛。
But we should underline this. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
主耶稣给你的不是虚空。
What the Lord gives us is not vanity.
主耶稣给你的是丰盛。
But abundance.
你要自己去选，跟随主。
And so we should continue to follow the Lord.
就永远不再虚空了。
And we will no longer face vanity.
祷告来结束晚上的机会。
Let us pray to conclude.